If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
News Nation's national security contributor, Lieutenant General Richard Newton, joins us. Good morning, sir. I have a nagging question. Maybe you can answer this. It seems that Hamas knew that Israel would retaliate, and it seems that they are ready for a ground invasion. What could be their strategy here? What did they hope to gain by all this, and how do you view what they're doing now?
Well, good morning, Bob. It's good to be back with you. It's a fundamental question. Let's go back. Hamas has actually been in control of the Gaza Strip since 2007, and there's been constant clash between Hamas and Israel, certainly the Israeli Defense Forces and so forth. And so they've had many years to not only dig in, but really, really know that neighborhood and frankly, foment their brutal terrorism inside of the Gaza, but also outside. I believe that this attack, these attacks back on October 7th, had been planned for a couple years, point one. Point two, their objective, very broadly speaking, is to frankly to bring world attention on themselves as a terror organization, to foment hatred against Israel, but also against the West, specifically the United States, and really to unleash their brutality on the Israeli people. That's as direct as I can be. Mm-hmm. They have no really strategic aim in terms of territory and outside of the Mideast region, or certainly outside of Israel. But nonetheless, it's to bring world attention on what they feel is their cause to kill and destroy Israel and anybody who supports them, specifically the United States of America.
No fear on Hamas's part? No fear or thought they'd be obliterated because of the attack?
You have to get in the mind of these terrorists, and their thinking is they're definitely in the now. They do have strategy. They do think strategically and so forth. But their agenda is, again, to cause as much and foment hatred against Israel, because they're going to, you know, part of their strategy may be to provoke Israel to compel them to now mount a major offensive into Gaza to kill innocent Palestinians, but also to, you know, bring on the world stage even more discourse against Israel and so forth. So it's part of their terrorist playbook. Again, let's back up, Howard. Their sponsor, their supporter, their lead is in Iran, mm-hmm. as well as Iran leading the efforts or supporting the efforts of Hezbollah to the north in Lebanon. So this is an axis of evil, if you will, that continues to want to do harm and create disorder against Israel, but also against the United States.
Pretty hard to obliterate the idea of Hamas. So what can be done by Israel, though, that will deter them in the future?
Well, you're going to see what I expect is a massive land invasion into the Gaza city, specifically to go after Hamas and kill, as Prime Minister Netanyahu has said, every last Hamas terrorist, point one. Point two, however, Israel has been in conflict with Hamas in the Gaza Strip for years, but there will be no new status quo here. The fact that Israel is going to have to go in and not only decimate Hamas and prevent them from acting in the future, but they're also going to have to go find those what are now 200 hostages, Bob, and several, including Americans. And so that's what's going to see unfolding here. Israel will not go in, however, with this whole idea of shock and awe that we saw maybe back in Desert Storm and the Operation Rocky Freedom in 2003. They're going to go in there. They're being very careful to limit civilian casualties. That's why they sent these leaflets and communiques to the Gazan citizens, the innocent Palestinians there in the Gaza area, to flee the north central part of Gaza. So they're going to be very careful to do that, but it's going to be a very, very tough fight. And I believe that Israel, again, they are... history's now on their side, the momentum's on their side, and certainly they've got the will to go and destroy Hamas because of what the horrific things they did on October 7th and what they've done since, I'm sure, with terrorizing not only the hostages and so forth, but using innocent Palestinians now as human shields as well.
And every day that goes by, though, Hamas has more time to prepare for this. Is that how big a concern is that?
That's very concerning, except since Sunday, last Sunday, October 8th, the Israeli Air Force has been pounding Hamas targets, been pounding their command and control, their ammunition, their communication. And so that is to prepare the battlefield in order for the Israeli Defense Forces to go in there. But it's going to be very tricky for Israel because Hamas knows every inch of that territory. By the way, they're going to have to go not only from block to block, they're going to have to go from house to house, they're going to have to go from room to room, then they're also going to have to get into the basements and so forth. It's going to be a very, very difficult campaign for them. So I would not have our listeners think in terms of days, maybe not even weeks, but months in terms of how Israel is going to have to address this. Then at the end, and maybe something you and I can talk about in the future, okay, what's next? After Israel has somewhat, and I predict, will decimate Hamas, what do they do with now, if you will, they're now in control of Gaza. They've never had that challenge before in terms of committing forces either to the north against Hezbollah or to the south against Hamas, and then actually now be responsible for at least how they're going to be organizing and taking care of Gaza from this point forward. Or they hand it off to a special commission, an international commission, and so forth. That part hasn't, I don't think, is really been well thought out at this point.
Yes, the day after. That's a huge topic for discussion for the future. News Nation National Security Contributor, Lieutenant General Richard Newton. Really appreciate your analysis on this, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning.
Thank you, sir.